Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I am in tears right now because of Paul's wife, Megan. Welcome back, Ben and Woods. We're halfway home on a Wednesday. 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paulie. That's Ben Higgins.
First, I want to thank everybody for the nice compliments. After the side-by-side, everyone remarking about how much better I look now, thanks to SDFatLoss.com, keeping the weight off. Not only am I healthier, somehow I do. I look younger. I look better.
It's hard for me to look at those pictures because I don't remember you that way. Like, I just remember you as a big dude, like a big, tall guy. So I think when you're taller, it spreads the weight out. But you see those pictures of your face, and it's like, you look like a little cherub, like a little squishy, little squisher. And then to see you now, like, you look like Tom Cruise. Legit. Legit. Like an older Tom Cruise, but Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is like 70.
That's true. You look like a 90-year-old Tom Cruise. Does that make sense?
We got like a new light and a new camera, which helped. But those are two different people that I'm looking
at. It's literally two different people.
Wow.
So I'm proud, and thank you for the compliments.
Good for
now
you.
On to, you never say something nice without someone else chiming in, so go ahead.
Paul's wife, Megan, in the chat said, hey, let me burn that Let me burn that shirt and buy you something cute.
I thought this was a cute shirt. And I like this shirt.
And I went, huh, he does.
I said, you do like that shirt.
You rock that shirt. And I realized, yeah, you rock that shirt a lot.
Like, and he said something like, oh, I this is one of my favorite shirts. I'm like, yeah, I know. I have like many photos of you on my phone wearing that shirt because you have worn that shirt literally for as long as I've known you.
For 8 years. Which you both seem to think is wrong in some sense.
It's a black shirt, a black polo shirt. It's got a thick blue line at the top and then a thin blue line under it.
Yeah.
And I looked at the brand. It's Ashworth, our buddy John Ashworth.
Right.
Made clothes in the 90s.
Like 3 or 4 companies ago.
Yeah, yep. I think he stopped selling clothing in the 90s, if I'm being... He switched brands.
Yeah, Ashworth Golf has been for so long.
So, did you buy that shirt after the year 2000? Because I don't think you did.
Probably not. But there's nothing wrong with the shirt. It's comfortable. It has no holes in it. I'll throw a shirt away once it has.
But you wore it
as long as you've worn that shirt. How many? At least once a week. For
at least
8
once a week.
Years.
I started going through my phone. I've got so many pictures of you in the shirt. Paulie goes, look at this one. This is from 2018. I go, man, that was 7 years ago. You've also dropped like 70 pounds.
That was like the first week at the fair.
Look, it's the first week. And you're in the same
This was a couple of months later. There is again.
No way.
Dixie Normus. And that was probably 2020. And then this was 2024.
Oh, my God.
He's still wearing it.
And it looks like a blouse on you because you've dropped so many pounds. Can we have a funeral for that shirt? We're going to do it tomorrow. I want you to don't wear it tomorrow.
Just
I know it's going to be difficult
just
for you.
I will take it off when I get to TV today and I'll put it in
bring
my car.
It in. We're going to say goodbye to it.
All right. Fine.
Shout out to its family. I've said this many times. It's the one thing about you that infuriates me. Because if I dropped 50 pounds, my wife would be like, hey, you don't need a Tom Ford tuxedo. I'd be like, yes, I do. Like, I would have spent so much money on a whole new wardrobe. This dude is like, I'll just tuck it in real tight, and no one will see it hang over my belt.
You have to remember that all of these things that I was wearing were just a little too tight and uncomfortable back then.
Now
they feel great. Honestly, I love wearing these shirts now.
It makes me, like, sad and angry because, like, I feel like that's obviously, the health benefits and how you personally feel are the most important things.
Yeah, yes.
But like the reward of a big weight loss transformation is going out. And yes, I know you have to spend some money. I'm so sorry for that.
I hate shopping.
But I know you do.
I just hate going shopping.
That's the reward. You're like, oh my God, I'm fitting into 36s for the first time.
Yeah, this
is God knows how long.
It's the two things I like the least. Decisions and spending money, and they're together when you go shopping. I don't like either of those things.
That's true. We need a stylist. That's what we need.
Get a stylist on payroll.
Get you in here. We'll get rid of that rope belt, and we were going to get rid of that shirt tomorrow.
This is my new belt. I love this. I love this new rope belt.
Just make smarter choices. We're kissing that thing goodbye tomorrow.
Fine.
Get used to it. Enjoy your last day.
This shirt.
Picture it as a dying friend. You're going to spend your last day with your dying friend.
I know. That was not a new shirt when we started this show. So I have had
that was
this
an
shirt.
Old shirt
this
when we started
probably
the
an
show.
Old shirt when we started the show. I've had this shirt for over a decade.
I need to text Elston.
I'm going to miss it.
And see if he has any pictures of you in that shirt from when you guys did a show. LO maybe.
2004.
His headshot is him in that shirt.
He's interviewing LaDainian Tomlinson.
At a Norv Turner presser. That's incredible. All right, you're getting so much stuff, Ben. And we're gonna have an actual funeral.
I could probably ask Sean Ashworth, when did you make this shirt? And he said, oh, yeah.
I'm going to text him.
I'm going to ask if he remembers the year he made that shirt.
Those pants make your wiener look huge, by the way. Just so you know. Look at this picture. What are you, Paul Stanley? Look at this picture.
Oh, my God.
God. I'll put this up on the stream, Paulie.
He looks like the guy.
These are true classics.
Look at you.
You look like the guy that's sitting on his the edge of the bed.
A little tight.
I mean,
just around the crotchal region.
You think? You look like a rockstar Robert Plant, dude, in 1975. Holy
well,
cow.
I know where my Tinder picture is going, apparently. So
my
thank you.
God. I'm in radio. All right. I'm gonna text Ashy right now. And I'm like, do you have any idea what if there's a 19.9 in there, I'm taking it off you in here, just so you know.
The good news is I'm going to my favorite clothing store right after the show today.
Costco.
Correct.
Don't buy anything.
Because today is the day at Channel 10 we are doing our, I believe they're calling it the Halloween Spooktacular at work. It's a potluck and desk decorating contest.
Oh.
And I simply, and maybe this is just because I'm getting older, or maybe I'm just not fun. I have trouble getting into work Halloween festivities.
We know. You don't have to tell us.
It's a children's holiday. When did it stop being a children's holiday?
Polly, the thing's covered. Yep. Look at Dirk Diggler.
Good
over
God.
Here. Good Christ, Ben.
Congratulations. I was not familiar with your game.
I wasn't familiar with your game either.
My God.
Good Lord. Woo. You know, don't show that to Hannah. My God, man. Keep that away. Holy cow.
Good for you.
Those are, I'm going to get me some of those pants. Those are flattering. What are they again?
True Classics.
True Classics. All right. I'm getting some of those. I just texted Ashley to find out what year that shirt came. And again, if it starts with 199, I'm ripping it off you in here. You're going to wear a sweatshirt out of here today. The Halloween thing.
Yeah. When did it stop being a children's holiday and become an adult holiday?
That's a fair question.
Because when I was growing up,
your parents
didn't participate. They didn't dress up. There was no, it wasn't a night that they went out and had parties. You would take your kids trick-or-treating, and then you go home, and that was
never,
it.
You never dressed up as anything when you took your kids trick-or-treating? I'm being forced to, but yes.
I did not.
Okay.
I did not ever dress up. I just would go around in my normal clothes.
And like, all right, hurry it along.
In
let's
my
go.
Ultra,
let's
probably this
probably
shirt.
Probably that shirt.
When my kids were, you know, trick-or-treating 19 years ago. Take them around the neighborhood.
1997. Let's go. Speed it up. All right. So they want you at Channel 10. And you out? Do you have to do this?
Well, I mean, I'm definitely going to bring something for the potluck. You're a bad person.
Yeah,
you don't bring something for the potluck, and
I
you want to eat things at the potluck. I'm not decorating my desk, though.
Really?
I'm not going to the trouble of doing, like, decorations for one day. That just seems like a waste of time.
I agree. Also,
you do agree?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't want to disparage where you work. I'll just disparage where I work, but I don't want to disparage where you work.
I love my colleagues. Some of them really look forward to this.
Sure.
Though. It feels like they've been, like, we announced it like 2 months ago. They were so
really?
Excited.
Oh, yeah. And so there are desks already done up?
Yeah, people are starting working on their desks and their doorways if they have an office. And
well,
that's,
now it's too late to decorate.
Well, yeah, I was never going to.
Okay, but are you, you're just going to get something for the potluck?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Costco.
I don't think it makes you a bad person. You're a serious person. You're not
I'm a serious person.
You're not going to decorate your desk. I don't agree with that. Just do the potluck.
I'm
going to
do the potluck, yes. I'm going to get something cool, but probably at Costco because it's good for a crowd, larger size.
And all right.
Pick something up.
So do we talk about our latest stressor here?
Well, yeah, we have our Odyssey Halloween celebration is tomorrow. It's actually, they're doing a Halloween fest, like Oktoberfest / Halloween.
Right.
Which is good. They're doing sausages, right? And,
yeah.
And even beer.
Beer.
And that's, if the company
Oktoberfest
puts them on.
It's more than Halloween. I don't know. I think they said
why
you can
dress
up. Why are
they dressing up then?
Well, people are dressing up.
Aren't they doing a contest or no?
They have in the past. They're not this year.
Oh, okay. Well, so here it's happening to us again. The morning show. Where they're doing the culture club thing where, hey, we're doing this. Be great if you guys came, but it's at noon. I can't go. I've got counseling. I can't go. Physically cannot go. I schedule my counseling at noon because I'm free because I'm off the air at 10. And let's say I had some production to do. I got to do that. Then I can still be at counseling at noon. Problem is, Halloween is on Friday. We will all be fully dressed up in the Halloween spirit. Nobody works here on Friday. We're the only ones in the building, literally. So I am sweating that we're going to get in trouble for not coming to the thing tomorrow at noon. Even though it's not Halloween, we'll be ready and dressed up for Halloween here on Friday, the three of us, wanting to, you know, participate and dress up. But now...
I just on the record, I'm always being forced to dress up on Halloween.
Correct.
But,
he never buys his own costume
no.
ever. Paulie and I get it for him. Wait till you guys see this one. It's great.
Got sexy, a good one this
sexy
year.
Nurse. So are you sweating that a little bit?
A little bit. I was planning on going. I do have SDFC is doing their weekly news conference about their playoff game at 11:15 way down in El Cajon. So I was thinking I'll come back afterwards, but I might be like half an hour late or something when I get back here. But usually the party's still going on. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Paul, like I can't make it. And I feel like, oh, great. Here he is. Culture problem. But no one's here on Friday. But we are. And we'll be in full Halloween. On Halloween, we'll actually be dressed. You can't move up the holiday one day because you're not going to be here on Friday. I don't think that's how it works, right?
Well, I mean, company Christmas parties aren't on Christmas.
Well, obviously. You know,
they have
obviously.
To happen earlier so you can but be with your family on the holiday.
They are during the work week.
But Halloween is a work day.
Correct.
And we're going to be here on the work day.
Yeah, we will be here. All right, well, I can't make it, so my apologies.
They tend to get good food at the Odyssey
great,
parties, though.
The barbecue one was fantastic. It was incredible.
Which is why I would really like to make it back in time, just to check out what they've got going.
Well, maybe if you come represent us.
I will give you regrets.
You should wear your shirt.
I will.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're going to burn it tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're going to bury it tomorrow. Tomorrow is the death of that shirt. Say goodbye. Never be seen again. 30 years is a good run for I told them at the break, I go, it's insane to me because I work with my father, who is actually younger than me. I look to my left every day of my life, and I see my father. And my dad has sweatshirts.
Do you wear that at your college graduation?
Yeah, for real. My dad, I'm not joking when I tell you this. I'll pull it. Next time I'm home, I'll go through the photo albums. It's going to take me a while. Actually, it won't because there's about 100 of them. He had this sweater. And he's listening right now, I guarantee you. Dad, if you have the sweater, I'm going to lose my mind. He had this sweater, you guys, of the, I swear to God, it was the San Francisco skyline.
I can sort of picture what you're talking about.
It was like a cream sweater with the San Francisco skyline on it. I don't even know where he got it. This dude wore it 20 years. It's like, we go, I'm like, you're well, no. Once you get a little older and you start talking back, you're like, you're not. I got girls coming over here. You can take the sweater off, dude. What are you doing? Throw this thing away. What? This one is great. And I'm working with the exact same human being. It's the craziest thing. The San Francisco sweater. My mom is probably crying laughing right now. She would look at me and be like, yep, he's wearing it again. I'm like, enough, enough.
There's just no reason to throw away perfectly good clothing.
It ages out.
Functional.
Dude. It ages out.
It's still perfectly functional.
It's just, I'll never get that sweater out of my head ever as long as I live. That's his version of the shirt. No, it wasn't that. Paul, it was way worse.
It's more subtle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was much more subtle.
It doesn't
subtle.
Say San
no,
Francisco.
No, it's not a, but it's not a tourism shirt.
There was the Golden Gate Bridge, I swear. And that pointy building, like whatever that is.
I can almost picture it.
I feel like I see it right now.
You've probably seen my dad in it. Let's be honest. He's probably worn it here. Dad, if you have that sweater... Okay, early 2000, John Ashworth just wrote back. 25 years ago. We got to take this thing off.
This is directly from the source. The guy that designed
and sold that shirt in the year 2000.
Early 2000. Holy crap.
To be fair, I probably waited until it was on, you know, remainder sale in 2003 or 2004 before I bought it. But
you probably bought it at a garage sale, swap meet somewhere. Oh, I'm dead. That's one of my favorite segments I think we've ever done in my whole life from front to back. That was incredible.
All right. Wow. Take on Woods is coming up next. We need a contestant. If you'd like to win a trip to Las Vegas to see Jerry Seinfeld, you're going to have to beat or tie Woods in our musical trivia contest. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll do that. Then we'll get to more free agent talk in our Padres smorgasbord at the bottom of the hour. All coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. First, though, daily fantasy sports. Prize Picks is the way that I have done it. Everybody is doing it nowadays. You see a lot of stories about it. There's no reason you can't have fun. Play responsibly. Put together lineups. I do a lot of $5 lineups when I'm watching basketball now. Basketball season is underway. Football, of course, on the weekends. And you got your last couple of opportunities to put together a baseball lineup here. Just two or three games left in the entire season. You're just picking against the numbers, taking stat projections and picking more or less. Is it hits plus RBI? Is it points? Is it rebounds? Is it touchdown passes? Is it rushing yards? Find your favorite players, your stars, pick more or less. Look for the max discounts, usually every week. Prize Picks will offer a different star player on a max discount, like one half of one passing yard for Patrick Mahomes. You pick more, put that into a lineup, you're winning real money with Prize Picks because, hey, being right can get you paid. When you download the app, go to prizepicks.com, use the code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. Win cash. Use your knowledge of sports to make it pay off for you with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right, must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Don't forget, the Biggest Fan Contest returns on Monday. Our grand prize, a night in the Odyssey Suite with 20 tickets for you and your friends to watch a future Padres game with the whole fan staff. Just register your name right now at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. And listen, when we start announcing names Monday, beginning at 9 a.m. and then 1 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. every weekday, for your chance to qualify for the grand prize. It was bright behind me. It's that time of year that the sun is streaming through the windows here at our Odyssey studios. Yeah, I got that Santa Ana. Be careful out there. But winter is coming soon as well. We're almost to November, and then it'll be December.
And then January.
And January.
And February.
And then the baseball season's back.
March.
We're back.
April.
That's how the months work.
May.
The show works, though, at 8:20 or 5 or so July. Every morning. We play a little game of Take August, on Woods. Let's get to it.
September. October. November.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods. Woods.
Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got Marty. Marty, welcome to Take on Woods. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you.
Good. First time contestant. You know how the game works?
pretty much.
All right. Well, for everyone else, you've got five questions of musical trivia head-to-head against Woods. If you beat or tie him, you will be put into our grand prize monthly drawing for a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, two tickets to his show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Get your own Jerry Seinfeld tickets at Ticketmaster.com. To give you an advantage, you get to go first and pick the category. Here are your choices, Marty. Do the Do, five song titles that all begin with the word do. In the Black, 5 2-second songs that all include the word black. And we've got our new category, World Beaters, five song titles that include the word world. So Do the Do, In the Black, or World Beaters. Marty, what would you like to play?
We'll try In the Black.
In the Black. All right, Paulie will open up his file because today we have 5 2-second songs that all include the word black in the title. You're going to get a snippet of music, five different ones. To score a point, you need to not only give me that title, but also the artist. You'll go first, Woods will go second, and we'll compare scores at the end. If you don't know one, say pass. We can come back to it again if there is time still on the clock. Marty, you ready to go?
Ready.
Paulie, you're good to go?
I'm good to go.
All right, the category is In the Black. Again, all 2 second songs. Marty, your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Paint it black, Rolling Stone.
Correct. Song number two.
Pass.
Song number three.
Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden.
Correct. Song number four.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make what? You sweat, gonna make you groove.
Oh, God, God, geez. Robert Plant, oh, I can't think of it fast.
All right, let's get to song number five.
Black Hearted Woman.
Oh, Black Magic Woman by Santana. Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, that was Black Dog. And if you listen to Ben and Woods, you hear it often. Black Betty by Ram Jam. So you got the two. You got Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones and Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. I don't think that's going to be enough, Marty, but you can hang on the line. Woods, you'll get the same five. No help from the category, but he'll figure this one out pretty quickly, I think. It's all 2 second songs today for you, Woods.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Marty.
Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones.
Correct. Song number two.
Black Betty by Ram Jam.
Correct. Song number three.
Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Correct. Song number four.
Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
You're making it tougher on him. Song number five.
Black Magic Woman by Santana.
Yeah, that's a five for five. Well done, Woods, and a win today.
How'd Marty do?
He got two, okay. And he was close. He knew it was Robert Plant.
He knew a couple of them. I think he knew every one. He just didn't know.
It's just tough, you know? The clock starts ticking. The music starts playing.
It's tough for some.
It's a tough game, especially first-timer. Marty, thank you for playing. Please try again in the future, but no qualifier today for the trip to Las Vegas and Jerry Seinfeld.
This guy's DMs are going to be going crazy later, bro, by the way. That picture is everywhere. Everyone's talking about
it. I don't want to create false expectations either.
What, are you stuffing something down there?
It's just kind of bunchy this morning.
These go to 11. Holy cow. You do have the
That was
light
jarring.
Of God coming in from behind you.
That's a good halo.
We'll move.
You are truly blessed, it seems.
Apparently this morning.
I'll the chosen one.
I'll work on that during the break. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Padres smorgasbord. Who are the less pricey free agents that could be appealing
to
the San Diego Padres? Now we are talking.
Who are the 25-year-old shirts that you could possibly bring to the table next year?
Absolutely. That is coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you, hey, doesn't matter how long you've waited. It is still the right time to set your affairs in order. Get your estate documents done. Do it affordably. Do it without going to a lawyer's office by using trustandwill.com.
Yes, do that ASAP, because if you've got a family, the peace of mind is really what you crave. You make so many plans. You give shelter. You get food. You do all these things. You want to make sure that your children are taken care of and your spouse taken care of after you depart this mortal coil. So go to trustandwill.com. Use the code RADIO20 when you check out to get 20% off of your trust or will.
If you don't have a trust, you could be leaving your family at the mercy of probate court, where they could not have access to your funds, your 401k, your properties for months and months. It's expensive. It's difficult, but it can be avoided with a trust that you can do simply, easily, and online by answering those series of questions at trustandwill.com. Again, use code RADIO20 at checkout. Get it done today at trustandwill.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, the one exception to the Black Betty rule, during Take on Woods, you have to give the answer during
right.
the intro to Black Betty. Otherwise, you don't interrupt Black Betty.
Ever.
Coincidence, Paulie says.
Total.
That just came up on random rotation.
It's weird how it works.
After appearing in Take on Woods a moment ago. Thanks again to Marty for being our contestant. Earlier, we talked about the Padres managerial news. I mean, not a ton of news other than Albert Pujols was back in town yesterday as one of the finalists. We don't know who any of the other finalists are, if there even are other finalists. It's possible that they have focused in on Albert Pujols as their final candidate and are just trying to figure out if they can get a deal done, or there could be still more interviews to come. There could be guys who are still coaching right now in the World Series that they want to talk to.
Yeah.
That won't be available until at least, well, Sunday The World Series could last until Saturday, so it's possible the search could extend another couple of weeks if the Padres are looking at someone like Don Mattingly, who's coaching with the Toronto Blue Jays right now. So, you
know, they always talk about, and I never know if this is an actual rule, if it's an unspoken rule. They say they don't like it when teams announce big moves on World Series game
they
days.
They don't.
But is it? It's not a rule.
Not a
that
rule.
They can't.
It's frowned upon.
It's frowned upon. Yeah. So, if the Padres were to play along with MLB's wishes, I mean, the earliest we would get an announcement is what, Friday?
Friday.
Yes. You know, you could get a breaking news story if someone finds out.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Reporters are under no obligation to
Correct.
Keep that news
sure.
serious.
Sure.
You certainly wouldn't get an official press conference.
But we haven't gotten anything
on a World Series day. And my guess is because there's only one off day left in the World Series and it's tomorrow, probably not happening tomorrow. So
yep.
nothing official is going to happen until at least next week at the earliest, I would think. But we might know who it is before then. There's certainly nothing stopping anyone from reporting it if they reach a deal. And no one's stopping the Padres from doing the business of the interviews and everything and making their decision at some point.
Why not? Why not scour the ends of the earth, right? Why not interview Don Mattingly? Why not interview somebody else on that? That's on one of those rosters, you know? Certainly. Like, why? I guess the only reason is you run the risk of some other team swooping in to snatch up Albert Pujols. But hey, man, if it's not the right gig and he wants something else, maybe he wasn't the right fit.
I always wonder, how much do you learn in an interview? It's not as though Albert Pujols is some unknown commodity.
Correct.
People know who he is, what he's all about. Is there some specifics that they might throw at him? Like, hey, you know, some situations, how would you handle this? How would you handle that? Probably. Is that really the deciding factor, though, in who you're going with as a manager? Or have you already halfway made up your mind before you even begin the process?
I'd say maybe even more than halfway.
Yeah.
You know, the interview, you can only lose it, I think, if you're a guy like Albert Pujols with your resume. You can only blow it.
If they wanted to hire Albert Pujols, you have to bring him in and make sure, okay, just confirm everything we thought we knew. And maybe you don't, and then you pivot to someone else, or you can't reach a deal. But if you thought that was the direction you're going, my guess is Albert Pujols is not going to botch the interview horrifically and cost himself the job. So, yeah, if I was a betting man at this point, I would probably say I'd put money on Albert Pujols as the next Padres manager. He's the only one we know that has come back for a second interview at the very least.
Yeah, for sure. I'm still hearing a lot of buzz, I guess, from people that I know about Ryan Flaherty. And that one certainly doesn't excite me as much. And watch me be completely wrong, egg on my face, but Ryan Flaherty's been here. And somebody mentioned in the chat earlier, you know, he was a part of two pretty big collapses. Wasn't he our hitting coach or assistant hitting coach when we really couldn't
hit? He
was
like a field coordinator. Well,
I thought he had an odd title, if I remember correctly.
He wasn't the hitting coach here?
I don't think he was ever officially the hitting coach.
He wasn't the assistant hitting coach?
Acting manager, bench coach. He was advanced scout and development coach for the Padres in 2020.
Yeah, you know, listen.
In 2021.
And I don't know what it is about that. I don't know what is it about that I go, oh, no, I don't want that. But I did when I heard it, and that's just me being honest. Guy could be great. He could be fantastic. He could be the next big thing for all I know. I've got no idea. But it certainly doesn't blow my hair back like an Albert Pujols would. But you know what, man, stranger things have happened.
And remember, the Cubs have done well with Flaherty as their bench coach.
Yeah.
There was no big collapse or anything this year.
True. Well, minor collapse, I'd say.
They didn't have as good of a second half, but they made the playoffs. They won a playoff series, if I remember correctly, as well.
They did win a playoff series. They did. They did.
Got one series further than the San Diego Padres did.
Yeah.
All right, let's check traffic, and then we will get into today's
bargain bin.
Bargain bin version of the Padres
bargain
smorgasbord. Ben. Yeah, it is.
The bargain bin.
Next.
Padres smorgasbord.
All right, never mind.
Yeah.
Call it something else.
You had your kids doing it yesterday.
Yeah, they love it. I love it.
That open just crushes in the ages 4 to 8 demographic.
It really does. Demo. Adam's kids like it. Yeah. All the kids like it. Yeah. We are a kids show.
Of course we are, with no adult subject material ever whatsoever.
No, just tight pants and Dirk Diggler over here.
So we're basing the last couple of days' discussion on Jim Bowden's list of the top 50 free agents hitting the market in the next week, 5 days after the World Series, free agency begins. So it's time to start doing some research. We went with the higher-priced options out there yesterday, the money is no object, guys. Today we're going to look near the bottom of the list and see what potential bargains the Padres might be able to find in free agency, which, if we're all being honest,
this is the more realistic.
Is where we kind of expect the Padres to be doing more shopping. Now, same needs apply. Padres need starting pitching. They need some power bats. Not a lot of power bats on the bargain bin. Do you have anybody in mind that you think could add some home run pop without costing a fortune in free agency?
Yeah, but you're not going to like it.
Really?
It's Trent Grisham.
Whoa. Whoa.
Do you believe that he could hit 30 home runs at Petco Park?
I just watched him hit 34, but it was Yankee Stadium.
I've also seen him not hit 30 home runs at Petco Park many times.
Hard pass.
Not going to cost you a fortune.
34.
Was he DHing?
What do you think about
left?
You have Laureano, Merrill, and Tatis.
This is a much riskier, a much more Nelson Cruz-y option.
Oh,
but
no.
What do you think about Paul Goldschmidt?
He didn't. He didn't hit for great power. In New York.
Only 10 homers.
10 bombs. No,
not enough. No. I don't love it either. That's why I'm saying that. I think if you're spending money on the bargain side, there are some pitchers to be had out there.
Absolutely. I think it starts and stops with Brandon Woodruff. For me, 2 years, 22, had a lat strain late in the year. But when he did come back off of his shoulder surgery, pitched really, really well. Well, this is a legitimate contender for comeback player of the year, 12 strong starts. The lat strain, which is not – that's not – structural, right? It's a strain of your lat muscle. But yeah, they're talking for him 2 years, 22. I think that is, you do that today for Woodruff.
And those are his estimates. I don't know if that's accurate.
Right.
I feel like there's probably going to be more competition for Woodruff, just knowing his ceiling is much higher than a bottom of the rotation guy. Padres will need to replace innings, though. With Dylan Cease likely gone, Michael King, potentially and maybe even likely gone as well. They're going to need to find someone who hopefully can eat some innings. Now, this is a risk, but a fairly cheap one. And a guy that I always liked when he pitched for the Milwaukee Brewers, he was with the White Sox and I believe the Tampa Bay Rays last year. Adrian Hauser.
I'm with it.
Is a name that is potentially available. Bowden had him 1 year, $4 million, which I think is, he only had a 4.79 ERA, but His other numbers were much better. He was 6-2 with a 2.1 ERA in his first 11 starts before the trade deadline. I always thought he looked like a pretty solid middle of the rotation guy when he was in Milwaukee.
A year at $4 million is a no-brainer.
That seemed like nothing. I mean, if there are bargains like that out there, what the Padres need to do, and AJ Cassavell wrote about this yesterday at Padres.com. They need to find another Nick Pivetta.
Yeah.
Someone who they can land who is going to outperform whatever they give him in free agency this offseason. And I don't know why, but that name, Adrian Hauser, just jumped out at me when I was looking at the list of potential free agent pitchers that won't cost a fortune this offseason.
Yeah, there's always those guys that seem to, slip through the cracks, if you will. The guys that can be had. And they're not complete and total reclamation projects either.
What do you think about Jack Flaherty?
Not much.
Yeah. He usually pitches a lot of innings.
He does. He will eat some innings.
Which is something the Padres do need. You just don't know. I mean, put him with Ruben Niebla,
We're going to get Verlander, aren't we? 29 starts the dude threw, 152 innings, an ERA of 3.85.
Wasn't terrible.
$12 million. No-brainer. One-year deals for guys like that I have less than zero problem with. None.
It's not quite budget, but somebody in the chat mentioned Zach Gallen. We talked about him yesterday. He's an interesting one. He made, I think he had 1 year, 13 and a half was his last contract last year.
He's still in Arizona. He has a great, great desire to stay in Arizona. It's something that he said over and over and over. He one of the rare guys that could say, whatever you guys want to pay me. I want to be here. He likes playing for Torrey. He said it. He doesn't want to leave. Didn't want to get traded last year. Merrill Kelly's out there as well.
Could a reunion with Nick Martinez be in the cards?
Could be in the cards. That's one of those guys maybe we shouldn't have been so quick, you know, throw him in that Lugo category of not letting him go so quick. But Nicky Martinez was a bit of a Swiss Army knife for Tito and had a good year.
The bottom line is there is some pitching out there. AJ's going to have to make the right picks and be savvy, but yeah. He will be able to find some guys to add to the rotation this offseason. The bats, though, are much tougher here in finding power bats. Is it one of the guys from Japan? There's the other Japanese guy. Forget what his name is, but he led the league in homer. Okamoto had hit 41 home runs at some point in Japan. AJ Preller is the evaluator. You know, he's the scout guy, so you know. Hopefully, he picks correctly as to who it's going to be. We talked about Murakami yesterday. He was my pick yesterday.
Well, having starting the season with your outfield already set is such a sigh of relief for me. Right, assuming everybody comes back healthy, Laureano, Merrill, and Tatis is as good of an outfield as you're going to find in the game of baseball. I'm very, very confident and comfortable there. Manny is going to be your third baseman. Xander's going to be your shortstop. Second baseman is going to be Cronenworth. You need a first baseman. You need a backup catcher. And you need a designated hitter.
Maybe Ryan O'Hearn. Maybe. Just bringing him back is the best possibility out there for the Padres.
Yeah, potentially. And I don't think he's going to break the bank either. I love that dude. I loved his ABs. I love what a dog he is. I love all of that. You can win a championship with Ryan O'Hearn. Can you win a championship with him as your full-time first baseman? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I like that dude a lot.
I'm curious. I was thinking about it yesterday. Whenever we talk about Michael King, we talk about it as if it's a foregone conclusion that he will be a free agent. There's a mutual option on the table. I think it's like AJ Casavell, I think, guesstimated 15.
Yep.
One year 15.
I think, yeah, it was partly designed just so he could get the buyout on his arbitration year, so they wouldn't have to pay him this year. It was more for after the season. But
15 would be a raise for him from this year to next year. Now, is there any realistic possibility where he goes, I'm going to take the $15 million, come back where I know I'm comfortable, have good people around me, come back and have a really good year, and then test free agency?
I think it's more realistic he would take a qualifying offer, which would be $22 million on the same one-year deal, because the Padres might offer that.
Okay,
so
call it 22 then.
In that sense, I would say turn down the mutual option and think about the qualifying offer to rebuild some value.
I would love Kinger back for sure.
We'll be talking more about this. We got a Randall report as well next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.